I want to do something in this different today. I want to do something that I was going to teach a class on identifying heresies and doctrines of demons. How to identify them, what this looks like, how it works. And it covers a wide range. But what I want to do today, and if this works, because this is a test, is to see if teaching a class periodically for the service can work. So I want to teach a class today, at least the introduction, called The Kingdom of God, Heresies, and Doctrines of Demons. The Kingdom of God, Heresies, and Doctrines of Demons. We all know the shape that our country is in, the world, our country, our state, and with everything inside of me, I've tried to get us all prepped, you know, for what's coming. But living it out and this continual bombardment that happens, it all has a source. And some of it's subtle and some of it is overt, and most all of it comes right out of the pit of hell. It is a part of the agenda of the Antichrist. If you don't know the doctrine of God or the doctrine of the kingdom of God, you are susceptible to heresies and doctrines of demons in your life. Yes. That's a reality. Yes. That's why we teach the word. That's why we have grace life classes. Let me go to Ephesians chapter 4, please, if you go with me. Ephesians chapter 4. Now, I'm hoping to have time to open this up for some Q&A. I'm hoping to have some interaction here, not just a monologue like a normal sermon. I'm hoping that we can do this back and forth. Like I said, it's a little different. So those of you that aren't able to come or haven't taken part in the Grace Life classes, this is a little bit what the classes are like. We have very good, very qualified instructors who are primed and ready to feed you from the word and equip you. So I'm going to encourage you. This is a little taste of what a class is like in the mornings. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he, Jesus himself, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the express purpose of the equipping of the saints, that's y'all, for the work or the service of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ, to build each other up, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect or a complete man and woman, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is growing up. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery and the deceit of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love. This is the purpose. May grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ Jesus. So what Paul has done in Ephesians, in this section, in these passages, is outline my role, or pastor's roles, and it really is to equip every person within our realm, our sphere, with the reality and the truth of the doctrine of the kingdom of God. The real deal part of it. That is what our job is, so that you can go and share those same things of the doctrine of the kingdom and not be pulled all over the place by differing doctrines and heresies and demonic doctrines that come up. Because I'm going to share with you over this period of time, beyond today, some real examples. And you're going to be kind of blown away, I think, by some of the things that you've never thought about before. That we are, many of us, open ourselves to. Whoa, how does that happen? Because the enemy is a deceiver and he's subtle. And we make choices. And sometimes those choices that we make are self-destructive. Out of ignorance of the truth and the reality of the Word of God and the doctrine of the kingdom, we miss out. And we do it to ourselves. So, this is not all going to be about identifying all the evil, although this is going to be a part of it. This is going to be a contrast between how we look at the truth versus evil or error. How do we look at these things? Are we seeing them for what they are in reality, or are we being deceived? If we're being deceived, then guess what? It's going to have a negative effect, a detrimental consequence in our lives. In these last days, the proliferation of heresies and doctrines of demons is huge, and it's getting bigger. It's getting more. Pastor Jim said Jesus is coming soon. Absolutely. We're winding up. That's the truth. You're going to get through this. God's promised it. You're going to get through. Okay? It's not a big deal. But you are going to go through. Yes. And the point is to keep you, help you, and help each other in the work of the ministry stay on track. Amen. And stay tuned in to the truth and not get waylaid, not get taken off, right? Okay. All right. So how many like school? Oh, look at all of you. Wow. Praise God. About half. Well, you're in school. whether you like it or not, you're in school. It's either the school of hard knocks. Really, it's the school of hard knocks, or it's the school where you're going to gain wisdom and knowledge and experience and how to apply through the Word of God, through the truth, right? So, here's how this is going to work. Number one, you have to come to this class, whether you come or not is your choice, but you come to this class, you have to come expecting something. Amen. When I've gone to school, I went to school expecting to gain something, right? Most come to school and don't really give a rip. This is different. This is what you can expect to gain from this class. A knowledge basis and understanding in how to be anchored in the truth while being able to identify deceptions for what they are and not get pulled in. Now, in this class, there will be homework. Oh, man. Everybody love homework? No. You're going to be given homework. Now, whether you do it or not is up to you. It is your choice. But like every class and every school that you've ever attended, you get out of it what you put into it. I promise you, you get out what you put in. You put in next to nothing, that's what you get. You put yourself into it and begin to aggressively take on what you need to know, particularly, you know, this isn't just surviving these days. It's not just getting through until the day we get to go home. It's thriving. I mean thriving. That's what God has given us by His grace. Is it beyond the world's comprehension? Beyond the world's understanding? The world being those who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Beyond that, in the midst of all the garbage and all the evil that's going on now and is going to get worse, you can thrive. Because it's based on Him. Based on the truth of His Word. So you don't want to be deceived and thrown off course, right? Okay, so there'll be homework to help along the way. I hope to cover a lot of ground. I want to tell you that this is a wide-ranging topic. Wide-ranging subject. I'm not going to spend eons on this, but I'm going to hit the points that I feel like the Lord is leading me to do, because this is way different than the scope of my class. It's way different. Now, the reason that the Lord has led me, really led me to do a class like this in the service, is because I don't have to be as structured. Do you understand? In what we call sermon delivery, right? You got line to get to the point. To build people up, bring the understanding, show the application. This is how you do this. And it is a monologue typically, and that's how you do it. You drill down to get to the point to help people if they take it. This is going to be a little more unstructured. Are you comfortable with that? Can you deal with it? Like I said, this is a test. So, good. I'm glad. Go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Let's get started. The Apostle Paul is writing to the Colossians, and he said, "Beware. Be wary, be vigilant, don't be dulled down, lest anyone cheat you or take you captive," because that's what deception does. That's what heresies and doctrines of demons are intended to do, is take people captive. Through philosophy and empty deceit, or in the Greek, delusion. A delusion, you understand, a delusion is something that is not real. According to the tradition of men. According to the basic principles of the world. What the world says. Now the world is full of, again, of heresies and doctrines of demons. You know, this isn't only in the church. Heresies and doctrines of demons are throughout the world. It doesn't have to be in a spiritual sense or a religious sense. Heresies and doctrines of demons are birthed again from the satanic or the demonic, the Antichrist spirit. And they typically come into the world, and then after a while, when it gets more normal, they begin to be adopted by people who bring them into the church. And they filter in kind of unnoticed maybe for a little while. And then they begin to get more popular. And they cause problems and destruction. All right? But this is kind of, this is a real synopsis of how these things happen. In John chapter 17, verse 17, you don't have to turn there. Jesus said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. He was praying for his disciples and us. Sanctify means to set apart. That means they're going to be different. By your truth. That means the truth of the doctrine of the kingdom of God, or the doctrine of God, is going to be the mark of our life, not anything else. Now, when you've got heresies and doctrines of demons that have filtered into the church, it doesn't change the truth. These things need to be recognized and addressed, because what these things do, they destroy, divide, they tear down people's life, a body. These are the things that happen. Let me share with you some of the doctrines of the kingdom, and this is by no means exhaustive. Does anybody know what I mean by doctrine? What do I mean by doctrine? Teaching. Now, do you understand that teaching isn't always, doctrine isn't always, there are doctrines of science, there are doctrines of theology, of course, there are doctrines of automobile manufacturing. There's doctrines are teaching. Pardon?
A way of doing things.
A way of doing things. This is how you do it. Not only an instruction manual, but it is. This is what we believe in this particular area. So, again, a lot of this applies to, can go back and forth between the world, the traditions of men, and the church. Now, we're in this world, but we're not of it, right? Okay, you keep that in mind. Anybody have any questions yet? Nothing? Okay, you will. Because I tell you what my point is, and my heart is I want to provoke you to question. Some of what I'm going to share with you as we go on with this might shake you up. How do you know what you believe? How do you know? How do you know what you believe is true? How do you know it? I'd like to get this, okay? How do you know? Anybody? Teresa?
Do you want me to take it?
How do you know?
Your spirit confirms what the word says, because you have the spirit of Christ and the mind of Christ. So if it's in the word of God and your spirit aligns with it, you know, you have faith to believe it.
Okay. Anybody else? How do you know what you believe is true? Blake?
By revelation. You own it in your heart.
Okay, by revelation. Johnny? How do you know what you believe is true?
By what comes out of you when you're squeezed.
By what comes out of you when you're squeezed. By what comes out of you when you're squeezed, when the when the pressure's on. Anybody else? Patty? Wait.
Okay.
I want to put these on the recording. They're going to be on the podcast.
Because I'm not the same person.
Because you're not the same person.
I'm different.
Okay.
That leads me to believe that God changed me, and I believe.
Okay. Anybody else? One more. Julie?
Yeah. Well, if it's in the word, it's true.
Bingo. Yep. Okay, so the bottom line is all the truth of the whole world is based in the word.
Amen.
It's either true or it is not true, based on the word of God. Now, everything the world comes up with, they come up with a lot of things, but if the root of it is not based in the truth of the word of God, could it be a heresy or a doctrine of demons? Could it be perverted? Could it be a lie? Sure. Or it could be a fact, just a simple fact. But here's the question. How do you know? And this is the thing we all have to ask ourselves. How do we know what we believe is true or is right? You need to ask yourself that. Everything you stand on, are you absolutely sure of it? Because, again, the things that I'm going to share in this class, they might shake you up. That is the point. Because the reality is I want you, my heart for you, God's heart for you, is to get so anchored in the absolute truth. And the Bible, the Word of God, the doctrines of the kingdom, they are absolute truth. Amen. If you're not sure, you're going to get sure. And that's God's heart intent for every one of us. Okay? Okay. Doctrines of the kingdom of God. This is some examples, okay? God is love. Only. God is just. Only. Salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Another doctrine is forgiveness of sins. Past, present, future, paid for by Jesus. Another one is new identity in Christ Jesus, new creation. Another one is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now there are those that question whether that's for today or not. But that is a doctrine of the kingdom. Another one is eternal life. You mean not annihilation, or we're just going to cease to exist, or there really is a heaven and there really is a hell? Because that's another doctrine of the kingdom of God. Yes, there is a heaven. Yes, there is a hell. Final judgment on all or of all who reject Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The white throne judgment, doctrine of the kingdom, the judgment seat of Christ for believers and their works, doctrine of the kingdom, the Trinity, doctrine of the kingdom. All these things are doctrines of the kingdom or teachings of the kingdom that are a part of the kingdom of God that should be solidly based in us. Because we believe the word. And that's where we really stand. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction." So what is a heresy? I mean, really. Anybody know? What is a heresy? Okay. Let's get a little deeper here. Does somebody want to run this? Would you mind running this around? I just saw you sitting there not doing anything. Who has a thought? What's a heresy? It's on. Is the green light on?
Yes.
It's on. What is a heresy?
It's a lie or anything that exalts itself above the Word of God.
Anything that exalts itself above the Word of God. Yes. Anybody else? Take a shot. Suzanne.
So it could have some truth in it, but just a little bit of a lie.
Yep, can be. Both of those are can be's. Yep. Anything else? What's a heresy?
The color red is actually black.
That's good, Anthony.
You'd have to straighten that one out for me. Explain it, Anthony.
Well, that's a lie. The color red is red, yes. No matter what.
Yes. Yes. But a lie told often enough becomes the truth.
I got you right away.
Only in somebody's eyes.
Those are heresies. Yes. Okay. Right. Anything else? One more. One more. Robert?
It's an erroneous distortion of the Word of God.
Say it again.
It's erroneous. It's an error.
Yes.
It's a distortion of the Word of God.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Push the button. Turn off the green. Heresy by definition. Now, please understand that there can be a heresy as far as world teaching goes or worldly things goes, and heresy can also be in the church according to established doctrine. But here's what a heresy is by definition. Any kind of belief or theory which goes against accepted and established beliefs, customs, or doctrines. Do you want me to read that again?
Yes.
Any kind of belief or theory which goes against or is adversarial against accepted and established beliefs, customs, and doctrines. So the question is this belief, this custom, this theory, this doctrine, here's the question for every one of us. Does it line up with the truth? Does it? If we're not asking those things, we're missing it. Because the spew of heresies and doctrines of demons is huge all around us. Again, it's getting worse outside these walls here or outside of teachers or churches that are proclaiming the truth. It's getting a lot worse. All right? And it will continue. I'm going to give you lots of examples when we go through this. Let me give you this one. As far as the church goes, universalism. Do you know what universalism is? Everybody know what universalism is? Okay. Universalism comes under the guise of grace. We teach the grace message, but we are not universalist. Because universalism, and I'm not going to give you the exhaustive part of this and what this is. Universalism says that because God is love, now those are the facts, right? Doctrinally, that's correct. God is love. And because God is love, and because God is just, He will never condemn anybody to a hell or judgment because of rejecting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because He is love, and He is just. Therefore, everybody is saved. That's universalism. That's kind of a small part of it. Universalism is a heresy.
Amen.
Now, is it a heresy? Or here's the other part. Or a doctrine of demons. Whoa, you get into some things here. This is why it's important that we understand. Because they mix sometimes and sometimes they don't. The most important thing that we can know over defining what they are is that they're error. They're wrong. They're lies. They're deception. And they're taking people to hell for real. Because hell is real. Flat out. So is heaven. You see, the work of the ministry that we're all supposed to do is sharing this good news, speaking, living, getting people healed, honoring them, loving them, no matter where they're at, right? But they're still going to make a choice whether or not they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If they refuse, for whatever reasons, that's between them and the Lord. There is a hell. There is a judgment that wasn't ever created for them. But that's where they've decided to be. And so that you understand, there's the great white throne judgment. where people are cast into hell, and then when after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus and the devil, false prophet, and the angels, book of Revelation, are cast into the lake of fire for eternal torment along with everybody else that has not accepted Jesus' sacrifice for them. That's a doctrine of the kingdom. That's a doctrine of God. Universalism says that isn't so, because God is love and God is just. Now, if universalism were true, Jesus wouldn't have to have died and been murdered mercilessly in the most horrible fashion, been buried and risen from the dead, right? So what's the point of that then? For us to be this perfect sacrifice for us. This whole sin issue thing, it was to set us free, period. Bring us under grace. But universalism says you don't need any of that. All right? That is a heresy. That's just an example. Let me give you one more. And let's talk about the world aspect of heresies. And again, this is just an example, right? Transgenderism is being promoted widely, purposely. Now, established customs, doctrines, and theories say that the reality of transgenderism being correct according to biology cannot be. That makes it a heresy. That makes sense?
Yes.
Are you kind of, is this, I hope, spurring some things? Because this is how it works. Does it align with to you who are sanctified by his truth, set apart by his truth, his word is truth, does it align up with the truth of the word or not when you come to face these things? Because as soon as you walk out the door today and read the news or talk with somebody in the store or whatever, they're going to have all kinds of different doctrines. They may or may not be godly. Does it line up? Does it influence you? Or do you know where you stand? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Is there any confusion on what heresies are? We'll make it more clear later on too. Right now, we think we have it? Nod your heads or raise your hands or tell me, okay? This is a class, right? Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, that's these days, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving or seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Seducing spirits are the spirits that lure. They lure the flesh. They lure the thinking. They lure the reasoning. They say, come on. Come on over here. This is good. This is rich. This is for you. You can't get this anyplace else. This is right. Of course, it's in conflict with the truth of the word. But that's what a seducing spirit does. It's directly from the demonic. Typically, heresies come through somebody's flesh, their carnality, their own desires, their own wants, their own reasonings and purposes and philosophies. That's typically where a heresy comes from. Doctrines of demons also come through people, but they have a different author. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Seducing spirits. The definition, let me give you the definition. Doctrines of demons. This is from Adam Clark's commentary, all right? Doctrines of demons are doctrines or teachings inspired by Satan relative to these by which he secures his own interest to divide and destroy and provide for his own worship. You want to hear it again? Yes? Okay. Doctrines of demons are doctrines inspired by Satan relative to these by which he secures his own interest. He gets somebody captive to what he wants in order to divide and destroy and provide for his own worship. Let me give you another one, okay? Let me give an example of doctrines of demons. The theory of evolution is a doctrine of demons. It's taught in school. Of course it has been taught since I was a kid. That was a couple years ago. Doctrines of demons. Theory of evolution. Why? Why is the theory of evolution a doctrine of demons? Anybody? Come on. Give me the... Where the... Does anybody want to answer that? Kitty. Thanks, Tom. Why is the theory of evolution a doctrine of demons?
Takes God completely out of creation.
Takes God completely out of the picture and says man has done this all and it all happened by chance. You just removed our creator. You removed the God of all creation. You've nullified him in your mind, or they have. All right? Anything else? Anybody? That's a big part of it. Brad.
Well, okay. Evolution states that the only reason for progress is simply for the survival of a species. There's no moral code. There's no moral reasoning. There's no law. It's simply survive. So in that aspect, it gives man infinite rationale to create any kind of evil to survive and to thrive.
I couldn't hear it all, Brad, but I think I followed. You got to hold the microphone up. Yep. Okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you. How about socialism and communism? You ever read Karl Marx? Why not? That was a trick question. Why? Why haven't you read Karl Marx? It's a doctrine of demons, because everything that the basis of communism and socialism is inspired by the demonic. It goes outright against the truth of the word. Completely. It is so totally off. Now, Karl Marx's background, he was evil. He was an evil, evil man. And socialism, which is akin to communism, is a doctrine of demons. It's being pursued of all places in our country. It's a doctrine of demons. Will it filter into the church? At some point it'll filter into some churches, sure. But it does not align with the truth of the word in so many ways. You didn't read Karl Marx because you know that it's full of error, right? So you backed off. Okay, I hate to say it, but class is over. Well, sorry. Let me finish up with this. Both heresies and doctrines of demons come from a rejection of the truth of the doctrine of the kingdom of God. That's how they come. Our country, our culture, our church, or churches that do not teach the word are being inundated with both heresies and doctrines of demons more and more and more. And we see the destruction and the division happening all the time. Our country has never been in this kind of shape. Never. And this is just a bit of a microcosm of what's happening in the world too. But hey, this is what happens when people reject the truth or are so ignorant of the truth because they've never heard the truth. They're wide open to receive heresies and doctrines of demons. That is why it's so important that we get so founded on the doctrine of the kingdom and the reality of the truth of the Word of God. And you're going to have questions. At times in your life, you're going to have questions that you like, well, kind of knotty things that go, I don't get this. Pastor Rosie's teaching a class on digging in, how to get those answers. But your basic doctrine of the kingdom should never be able to be shaken, ever. And it won't be. Okay? Amen. All right, will you stand with me? You'll have to tell me how you like this kind of message. I know that's a different, but you're going to have to let me know how you like it. And we can go back the other way if you want. All right? Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. How many like this? Kind of this. Whoa. Okay. Then we'll keep going. All right. I have felt today somebody I'm supposed to pray for who needs healing right now. Right now. You all look uncomfortable when I walk down the aisle sometimes. It's kind of funny, actually. You know, I believe it's you.
Yes, it is.
Get down here. Get right here. You okay to wait a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Right here. What is it? What's hurting? Don't give me a laundry list. Give me one thing. One thing right now. Your stomach. Has it been ongoing?
Yes.
Your stomach. Which one's first?
Stomach.
Has it been ongoing?
Yes.
For how long?
Years.
Years. What's it feel like?
Cramping.
Cramping?
Everything.
It's just upset.
Like IBS.
Does it get up? Okay. Does it get upset when you eat?
Yeah.
Every time?
No, not all the time.
Is it indigestion? Is it?
It was getting better, and then I ate.
Talk to me. Tell me what it is. Just describe to me what you're feeling.
Terrible cramping and.
Is it there right now?
TMI, yes.
Okay. Put your hands right here on your belly, okay?
Okay.
Close your eyes and keep them closed and listen to me.
Okay.
I want to put my hand on your shoulder. I want to put a hand on your hands. Jesus has wanted to do this for a long time. For you. Because he loves you so much. Take a deep breath. Relax. Okay. Now I'm going to speak to it. And you're going to feel different. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Intestinal area in this up and down range of where our hands are right now. Straighten out. Open up. The flexing, the operation. In Jesus' name, you are no longer hindered in the name of Jesus. And you little kink is the only way that I can describe it. I command you, straighten out now in Jesus' name. You are opened all the way and you work perfectly now. In the name of Jesus. All the way through. In Jesus' name. Pain? Go. Every trace. Every trace. In Jesus' name. Be at peace. Now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor.
How do you feel?
Still though, like pressure.
Is it like a band?
Yeah, sort of.
Like a band going across here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's break the band.
Okay.
Okay? Did you notice any difference?
Yeah, when you said straighten out.
Mm-hmm.
Felt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You felt some relief?
Yeah.
Okay, put your hands back on there. Okay. Let's get rid of the band. All right? Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
All right? Don't pray. Just listen to me. Agree with me.
Okay.
Band, tightness, leave now. In Jesus' name. You are released right now. There it goes. Feel it relaxing?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for laying off all the time for you.
Hallelujah.
I love you so much.
I love you too, Holly.
Thank you.
So well, let me bless you, shall we? Let's walk out of here blessed. Favored in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name. Wow, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we declare today, say it with me, we are blessed. I am blessed.
I live in favor.
Favor surrounds me.
Favor comes to me.
Never leaves. Because you are with me. And I am with you. All the time.
All the time.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Have an awesome week, everybody. Praise God.